This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is PJ Hrabowski, music director for KUAF and host of tomorrow's Film Score Friday.
From
hi, 10
Kyle.
Hi, PJ. I should tell people that's from 10 until noon tomorrow.
That's right.
And East West is the soundtrack?
East West is the soundtrack, and it's a French-Bulgarian-Russian movie.
Well, that makes sense that it had directions in the title then.
I know. I thought I'd start out by talking a little bit about Patrick Doyle. Now, a lot of people know his name, and if you don't, think of Kenneth Branagh.
Okay.
Okay, because he did so many, just, you know, there, you have collaborations like Bernard Herrmann.
And Alfred Hitchcock.
Well, Patrick Doyle and Kevin Branagh.
The Coen brothers and Carter Burwell.
Right. Danny Elfman.
And Tim Burton.
Well, Patrick Doyle was born in 1953 in Scotland. And he studied piano. He sang at the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama. He graduated in 1974, and then he joined a Renaissance theater company in 1987 as a composer and a musical director, and he was writing scores for productions such as Not Too Far, Hamlet, mm-hmm. As You Like It, mm-hmm. And Look Back in Anger. Now, his film debut occurred in 1989 when the actor-director, Kenneth Branagh, commissioned Doyle to compose a score for the production of Henry V. Well, one of his songs actually won a bunch of awards for Best Film Theme for Henry V. Now, he's scored 9 Kenneth Branagh films, including Dead Again, Much Ado About Nothing, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Much Ado About Nothing. I love that score. I actually own that.
Oh, I do too.
It's a wonderful,
wonderful
score.
As You Like It, Love's Labor's Lost. Did I already say Hamlet? Well, anyway, neat guy. He scored the music to Great Expectations, and in 1997 he was diagnosed with leukemia. Here we are 11 years later, he's cancer-free, he's doing great. I know, because sometimes when you hear things like that you think, ooh.
Right.
Well, he's also appeared in films including Chariots of Fire, Henry V, Dead Again, Much Ado About Nothing, some of the same ones he wrote music for. East West, have you seen the movie?
PJ, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, I recommend it, Kyle. Okay. It's a great movie. Not the happiest movie. Might have a happy ending. Maybe not. Can't tell you.
Okay. Okay. Well, don't. Yes.
But following the end of World War II, now this is true, the Soviet Union welcomed home anyone who had previously left their borders. Well, most of those who accepted the offer ended up dead or put in prison when they came back. Some were executed as imperialist spies. Only the intellectuals whose skills were needed were allowed to remain alive, but their activities were very carefully monitored. Now, that's what this movie's about. You have Marie, who's played by Sandrine Bonnaire, who's a very happily married woman. She's French. She's married to she's married to a Russian by the name of Alexei. Well, he comes to France. They're living in France. They have a wonderful life, a 7-year-old son. And when the USSR announces that it's welcoming back all Russian-born citizens, Alexei wants to go. Well, Marie, not so keen on it, but he said, I'll tell you what, we'll go there, we'll try it. If you don't like it, we'll go back to France. So she says, okay. So the three of them board a ship bound for Odessa. When they arrive, they stumble into just a nightmare. Alexei is allowed to live because he's a doctor. I mean, they get off the ship and there's this firing squad waiting.
Oh my gosh.
And for some reason, he's not killed, nor is his wife or son. Well, it's because he's a doctor, and Russia needs doctors badly. They're in very desperate need of doctors. So everyone else on the boat is killed except for these three, and they're given this small, cramped apartment to live in where, you know, people are just crammed in like sardines. Well, Alexei adapts to the circumstances because he's lived this way before. Marie, not so much. And so she finds out they took her passport, she can't leave, she's stuck there, so she's trying to plot ways to escape to the east. Well, the best chance comes through a young swimmer by the name of Sasha, and she gives him encouragement. He's pretty much in love with her. She's, of course, the older woman, and she's not really interested in him, but he's definitely in love with her. And he is trying, she's trying to help him defect so that he can help free her from the other side. Well, meanwhile, there's a famous French stage actress by the name of Gabrielle Develay, and that's she's played by Catherine Deneuve. Mm-hmm. And she takes a very big interest in Marie's situation. She's trying to help her escape as well. Does she escape? Can't tell you.
Okay, fair enough.
But there's some great, great music on this film score. There's a couple of pieces called Alexei and Olga, and you have this kind of these tortured, romantically tortured strings. But the cool thing is you have the great pianist Emmanuel Axe.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he's playing throughout
playing
the score.
It.
Yes, and he's wonderful. Well, what I'd love you to play, Kyle, is the end title song, which Patrick Doyle said was a golden opportunity for him to try and create his own tribute to the great Russian sacred choral music tradition. And he said he was very privileged to have the voice of Anatoly Fokonyov and the Bulgarian mixed choir perform on this CD,
wow,
as well as Emmanuel Axe.
Прошлой ночью я мечтал опять о земле, оставленной когда-то, и образе наши навсегда заключенного времени. Прошлой ночью
So Patrick Doyle and East West tomorrow on Film Score Friday. What else?
Okay, now don't laugh. East West, North and South.
Of course, of course.
Didn't mean, and it wasn't even intentional.
Let me guess, North by Northwest?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, just, those are the only two-directional
okay
movies. House of Frankenstein, How to Make an American Quilt, mm-hmm, Philadelphia, mm-hmm, Enemy at the Gates, and I Dreamed of Africa.
All right. Film Score Friday, tomorrow from 10 until noon. Thank you, PJ.
Thanks, Kyle.